What about trastuzumab? Is that something you're looking at also, or sort of integrating with these other agents?
Not myself personally, but trastuzumab is being studied in combination with bevacizumab with the UCLA group. And Mark Pegram, I think, is the PI of that study. And I think that's a very interesting combination of bevacizumab and trastuzumab. There's preclinical data to show that VEGF is upregulated in HER2-positive breast cancer. That was recently published by Konecki. And there's a rationale for why we think that VEGF may be important and may partially explain the aggressive phenotype of HER2-positive breast cancer. And so, therefore, the bevacizumab-trastuzumab combination is being studied.
And actually, Mark was also in our series recently and talked about that. What do we know about the response rates to bevacizumab alone and the TK inhibitors alone in breast cancer?
Response rates to bevacizumab alone are quite modest. Kathy Miller and Melody Cobley looked at women, and it was a dose escalation trial, and response rates for everyone were on the order of about 9% as a single agent.
But these were real responses.
These were responses, yes,
objective.
I think, defined by RECIST. And they were in heavily pretreated women who mostly had seen anthracyclines and taxanes. It was a phase 1-2 study with very broad eligibility. And so at least in the heavily pretreated patient population, you know, response rates are less than 10%. The TKI inhibitors in breast cancer, I think, have even been less efficacious. I think it's unclear if there's a role for anti-EGFR therapy in breast cancer, but work is ongoing. We're looking at combinations. Anastrozole is being looked at in combination with gefitinib or Iressa. There's interest to see if we can overcome hormone resistance by targeting growth factor signaling pathways, and that's the rationale for that trial.